Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I hope your day's going great so far. I'm Gus Lloyd. Thank you for joining me. Seize the day. And you're on the Catholic Channel on XM 117 and Sirius 159. Well, we just had a bunch of fun with our Mother Teresa trivia this morning. And now we are joined by someone who was very close to Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle joins us this morning. Donna Marie, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning, Gus. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome. So great to have you here. You know, we've talked to you before about you had a very special relationship with Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. So I know today must be a very special day for you, huh?
Oh, absolutely. It started last night, actually, at a vigil mass presided over by the bishop, Bishop Laurie, and it was a very beautiful mass of the sisters, missionaries of charity sisters, and now we're into today with lots of excitement and things going on here, too. Big day at the museum for the Knights of Columbus, and I'll be speaking and book signing, and the sisters will be there, and a lot going on, and the graces are flowing, I believe.
That's great. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, and yes. I thank you for your time this morning, too, because I know, like I say, today is going to be a very, very busy day for you.
Yes.
Well, you know, you did have a very special relationship with Blessed Mother Teresa, so maybe we could kind of start off at the beginning of that relationship, and you can tell us, how did you meet Mother Teresa of Calcutta?
Well, it was actually through Father Hardin, Father John Hardin, who was my spiritual director at the time. Many of your listeners probably know him. He's up for beatification now. Very holy man. He invited us down to Washington, D.C., where he was located at the time. And Mother Teresa just happened to be in the country at the time. It was a big surprise to us. We happened to be invited to go over to the convent and to see the sick there, the sick and the dying. And we visited with them, and the sisters invited us to Mass the following day, and that's where everything really happened, at the Mass, and when Mother Teresa quietly walked by me and knelt down on the floor in their very modest chapel, and she was drawn to me by my children, through the children, later came to me after Mass because of my daughter's genuflection in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and my little other daughter, Jessica, in my arms, who was a little bit noisy at Mass. I had to tiptoe in and out with her a few times, and so Mother Teresa came up to me and said, "Is this the baby who is singing at Mass?" So that was very refreshing to hear that, you know, her refer to little fussiness as singing. And that was really where it all began, and we had a beautiful conversation and spent some wonderful time in that intimate setting of the convent. And then, it's a long story, I recount it in my book, Mother Teresa and Me, 10 Years of Friendship, actually. And I tried to weave in just how my life unfolded ever since that momentous day of you know, in God's providence, of bring the two of us coming together in that little convent.
Yeah, by the way, if you're interested in finding out more about Donna Marie's book, Mother Teresa and Me, 10 Years of Friendship, you can find out more on your website, right, at Donna Marie.
Well, you leave the Marie out on the website.
Oh, okay.
I have such a long name, I'm sorry, but it's www.DonnaCooperOBoyle.com. So DonnaCooperOBoyle.com.
Yeah, there you go. And by the way, I'm sitting here looking at your website, too. You've got so many exciting things going on in your life. I don't know how you keep track of everything.
Oh, boy, the grace of God.
Yeah, very well done, though. And as a matter of fact, on the homepage of Donna Marie's website, DonnaCooperOBoyle.com, she's got a picture of Mother Teresa holding up your little baby, right?
Yes, that was one of the times we were with her, holding up Joseph. He's now almost 22 years old. And,
wow.
Yeah, she prayed me through that pregnancy, and then she wanted to see me afterward, and she was giving glory to God for the gift of Joseph, she said. So it was amazing blessings that we received in our family, and I just feel such a strong responsibility to pass those blessings on to others in my writings and in my talks and in my day-to-day life.
And you're doing such a great job of it. Now, let me ask you this. In retrospect now, and I kind of throw these terms around kind of loosey-goosey, but you'll know exactly what I mean.
Sure.
A lot of people could look back at the way that you met Blessed Mother Teresa, and some people might look at that, Donna, and say, you know, that was some kind of weird chance encounter.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I know much better than that it goes so much deeper than that. So tell me your thoughts about that, about why you feel, in retrospect now, after all these years, God kind of got you together and hooked you up with Mother Teresa.
Well, God raises the lowly, as we know. He uses the lowly. He uses the humble. I'm not saying I'm humble, but I try to be. I pray to be an instrument for our Lord. And he'll use a jackass if he has to. So no credit.
And he has before, by the way.
Absolutely. That's why I said that. So
right.
No credit to me, but it's all God's work. And he, for whatever his reasons were, he brought us together and blessed us with Mother Teresa, a saint of our times, as Pope John Paul II called her, one of the greatest missionaries of the 20th century. So I had no idea that this would ever happen in my life, but I accepted the blessings, and I asked God to just use me, and I basically took care of my family and raised my family and kept things quiet, but continued my relationship with her and with Father Hardin and other holy people that surrounded me. And then when the time was right and when God wanted the words to get out there, you know, not to hide my light under a bushel, he made me go out and do this. I answered the call, and just like we're all called to holiness, every single one of us is asked to answer our Lord with our own yeses. So I don't have the answer why God, you know, allowed me to meet her. But it's the same with each and every person he calls upon to do his work. He asks us for, you know, a surrendering of our heart to his will, and that's what he wants of us, and a loving heart to satiate the thirst that Mother Teresa always spoke about, you know, his thirst from the cross. And
right.
Those words, I thirst, do they echo in our hearts?
Right. And so really, all God is looking for is our yes. And I thank you for giving him your yes, and of course, Mother Teresa for her yes. You know, one of the things that, one of the attributes, and I never met Mother Teresa, I didn't know her, and so from someone who was very familiar with her, who had an intimate relationship with her and knew her, one of the things that I kind of look from afar, and the things that I admire most about Mother Teresa was kind of her fearlessness.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, you know, somebody that carried a club and a sword or anything like that. But let me just give you a quick example here, Donna Marie, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Someone who could walk into the meanest streets in the world with lepers and dying people and the poor and whatnot, and just fearlessly walk out and, regardless of any kind of fear for her own life or anything like that, just minister to people. I have so much admiration for somebody like
yes.
that. I'd like for you to kind of talk about that attribute of Mother Teresa and how you saw that lived out in her day-to-day life.
Well, sure. Well, she was acting upon the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you know, the gifts she was given of courage and zeal and everything. So she was fearless. She, you know, trusted in divine providence. Excuse me. She knew that our Lord, was working in her, and she was very, very humble, but she stepped out in faith. So even through that dark night of the soul that she experienced of feeling unwanted and abandoned, she never lost her faith, because she just stepped out one foot in front of the other each day to do his work. And she didn't fear, because she knew our Lord was with her, and she knew that she was serving Jesus, who lived in each person she encountered, in everyone she considered, you know, the poorest of the poor, and everyone that God put within her reach. She saw Jesus in them, so she was drawn to Jesus. So she had no fear. She had no reason to worry about the disease or the danger, even, when
right.
she stepped out in faith. And God gave her everything. He gives us all the graces we need to do the work that he calls us to do. So that she just lived her faith. She walked out and lived her faith.
You know, St. Peter tells us, and St. John, perfect love casts out all fear.
Yeah, absolutely, you're right.
Is that exactly what Mother Teresa was all about? Was her love just so great that she
yeah.
knew she had nothing to be afraid of?
Absolutely, absolutely. And she also preached that we have to love until it hurts, too. Like, love isn't just a mere feeling. It's a decision. So we need to love and to love even when when it requires a lot of sacrifice, and that's real love, she said, when it really requires sacrifice. So we can remember that in our own families. We don't have to run off to Calcutta to be courageous like Mother Teresa. She asks us all to answer our own call to holiness, and it starts within our own homes, because she said love begins at home. So,
right.
you know, if you feel you're being annoyed a little bit by your spouse once in a while, or you have a child that's acting up, or you have a neighbor who challenges your Christianity, whatever it is, these are those opportunities for grace that God puts in our lives. These are our own Calcuttas, you know, and we have to pray for the grace. And then our response in love to all of that is where God is working. God will work miracles in people's hearts if we just allow him. So we all have our work cut out for us, and we shouldn't be moaning and complaining and saying, oh, I can't do what Mother Teresa does. Yes, you can, right there in your own home.
Right, exactly. Oh, what a great message. I'm so glad that we had you on the program this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. And by the way, all the best. Your new book, A Catholic Woman's Book of Prayers. Tell us a little about that.
Okay, it's actually didn't even hit the bookstores yet, but I have them in my own home. They were delivered here recently. Our Sunday Visitor published it. It's a Catholic Woman's Book of Prayers. It's a little hardcover prayer book you could stash in your purse or diaper bag or whatever, backpack. And it's for all women, not just mothers. It's for religious, for married, single, and what am I forgetting? I'm sorry because I have so much on my mind.
I understand.
Yeah, mothers, married, single, and religious. So it speaks to everyone about the great dignity that God has given us and the gifts that we're to use to help one another. So I'm real excited about that coming out just now, too.
That's great. And you can order that, by the way, on her website, DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. I know you got a busy day. Thanks so much for your time, Donna Marie, and God bless you and your family.
God bless you, and I pray Mother Teresa blesses you in a special way today, Gus.
She already has. She already is, just by your presence here, too. Yeah. I assure you of that.
God
thanks.
Be with us.
Thanks so much. God bless now.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle with us this morning. Wow. I'm kind of choked up at that blessing. What a wonderful woman, and what a great story, too, about her relationship with Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Find out more again on her website. It's DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. That's O'Boyle, DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. Just a wonderful lady. All right, we got to get running here. I'm Gus Lloyd. Stick around. When we come back, we're going to do our daily scripture reflection.